Moving on to latter days. I don't know if you've already explained this, but can you discuss a little bit the reason behind choosing the Three Stooges as the wise fellows?
Well, because I think that was one of those trade-offs. I think that the Synoptic Gospels, Jesus as Yoo-hoo's guy, one of the great temptations that God put in her way was his authenticity as the coming king will be authenticated by mages. You can't think of anything more repulsive in Judaism than the idea of three sorcerers coming from a foreign land, from the Goyim, and saying, you know, we are one of the proofs that this is the Davidic Messiah, the Mashiach, and thinking, oh yeah, this is, she'd love to work with that. This is great. We're going to turn them all into sorcerers. We'll turn them all into, you know, like, because there's the three wise men is, of course, our conventional Santa Claus version. There was three wise men. But three mages is also used. A mage is a very different thing from a wise man, which is as distinct from a prophet, and certainly in descending level of repulsiveness from a Judaic standpoint. So I just thought, if I'm gonna, you know, try and do an analogous thing with turning Cerebus into sort of the heir of Rick's Jesus-ness, it's like, let's bring in Curly, Larry, and Moe, you know, the three wise fellows. Because, I would think that the mages or the wise men or whoever they were, the three kings of the Orient that came, were essentially God's stooges. They, to God, a mage isn't anything important. To God, a king isn't anything important. To God, a wise man isn't anything important. So you might as well bring in, whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah.